joined by Simon Leishner following a Mountain View Colts 5-0 loss there in game number one. Simon, just from a player's perspective, how big of a defeat is that for game number one, or can you move by that?
Yeah, we can move by it. It's obviously pretty tough. The first game, we obviously wanted to get that one, but we just got to battle back next game, get to the net, get pucks to the net, and all those little things, and just have a better game overall. Full 60, right? So
lots of shots on goal tonight. Maybe not some of those high-quality chances. How do you change that in game two?
Yeah, like I was just saying, just get to the net. We got to get in the goalie's eyes there, because obviously he's a unreal goalie. So got to get in his eyes there and, yeah, get to the net and obviously capitalize on the power play. Our power play has been pretty brutal lately, so it's another big thing.
It seemed like there was a good pace in this hockey game to start for you guys, maybe a bit of a lull throughout the second and third periods. How do you keep that momentum up and that pace of play up for full 60?
It's hard to say. We just got to just keep going, be positive on the bench. Our morale wasn't the best today, you know, so obviously we just got to be positive on the bench and get back to it, so.
And how much pride do you take as a leader of this team to kind of show the young guys what playoff hockey is all about and just the caliber of play at this time of year?
Oh, obviously, yeah, a lot of pride. I've been here for 4 years, right? So, and there's a lot of youngsters on our team who obviously haven't been in this kind of position before. So, but yeah, just teaching them the way and yeah.
How big of a game now is Monday night?
Huge, yeah. It's a Three Hills game, right? So hopefully we get the W there. So
bit of a home game for yourself.
Yeah, I'm a trophy guy, so.
Awesome. Yeah.